Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, there's good news and bad news for Megadeth fans. First, the bad, though it probably won't surprise anyone. The band's summer tour with Lamb of God, Trivium, and In Flames has been postponed until 2021. Tickets for it will remain valid for the new dates, which haven't been announced. The tour's fall leg remains on.
Here's the thing, folks. If you're anticipating going to a concert this year and you get sad when we break these news stories, you're a moron. It's not going to happen this year.
I'm sorry. Probably not.
Don't build yourself up for this year at all with anything.
We just got a letter from or an email from the Cubs organization because we had tickets for Chris Stapleton and Jason Isbell at Wrigley Field. And that's in August, and they postponed it. It's probably not going to happen this year. We just need to hunker down, get through it, and then hopefully by 2021 we'll be back to concerts as normal. So we'll see. Maybe it all depends really on that vaccine. That's really what we're looking at. So
a full year, Brock. Yep. That's crazy.
You know, I honestly think it's going to be gone before we know it, though. I mean, May is already almost over. I mean, we're almost to the halfway point of the year. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know. Which, this year can suck it. This year has just been a real pain in the ass. So,
I'm 34. I can give a year up. But for some people, man, that year is pretty valuable.
That clock is ticking. You are cashing in days you don't have. some good news, though. Tuesday, bassist Dave Ellefson told the Rock and Regina show that he's, quote, just now working on some Megadeth songs to go on a record. He says he's heading to Dave Mustaine's hometown of Nashville later this week, quote, to get started recording the Megadeth album. So no tour, but new Megadeth on the way. So good news, bad news there. All right. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1955, Stan Lynch, the original drummer of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. Again, I highly recommend everyone watch the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers documentary. I believe it's on... search for it. It's on one of the platforms, Netflix, Hulu, or Prime. I know, I'm really narrowing it down for you. But it's 2 hours... actually, almost 3 hours, and it's unbelievable. It's one of the greatest documentaries I've ever seen in my entire life. So anyway, check it out. Happy birthday, Stan. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
More of the Plan B.